Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
According to CNBC, Connecticut actually is, well, not the best state in the world for business in 2018. And in fact, we've kind of lost a place or two. Art Linares is with us. He is running for the treasurer of the state, and he also is a state representative. He's here for a few minutes. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Ray. Thanks for having me on.
Does this surprise anybody? I mean, the fact of it is, we hear it all the time. The one thing we can tell you is, on this list, Connecticut went down.
That's right. Connecticut went down, and it's really unfortunate that a state with so much potential, so much to offer, is only 37 out of 50 when it comes to top states to do business in. But there is a silver lining here, Ray. I guess the way I look at it is, after 8 years of Governor Malloy, we're only 37. So
yeah.
my hope is that when we get rid of him and we move on to greener pastures and we have new leadership and we're fighting for change, we're going to do a lot better. So I see a lot of reasons to be optimistic, but clearly, there are some changes that we need to be made. This new ranking cited Connecticut as one of the worst states in New England, which is frustrating because, again, we should be talking about taking Connecticut to the top. But if we can reduce our taxes, we can reduce regulations and, improve our infrastructure and our training for workers, we can soar back to the top. And I think we can do that with new leadership in Connecticut.
What basically hurt us? It was infrastructure, cost of doing business. We were 46th there, the economy 45th, and the cost of living, which will surprise nobody, 43rd. That's part of the problem, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so if you look at costs of doing business, I think we should start there. Cost of doing business is crucial. It's the same if you see people leaving, your friends leaving to other states because the cost of living is high, businesses do the same thing. And so not only are taxes today a problem, but if you look at the taxes of the future, that's where CFOs, chief financial officers, businesses across the state are looking at Connecticut's unfunded liabilities, which is a $100 billion problem.
Right.
And so, but we can change it. The great news is we can change that, and we can do it with pension reform and with borrowing reform and, stop overusing Connecticut's credit card. That can help us turn that around.
Well, let me just point out that you want to look at some of the plans that that Art has. You can go to LinaresForTreasurer.com. That's LinaresForTreasurer.com. How much, though, can the treasurer really do?
The treasurer can do an incredible amount of good for our state. I mean, the treasurer is Connecticut's chief financial officer. And what I want to focus on is a complete restructuring of our pension and benefit business. Ray, there are 1,400 state employees in Connecticut that are retired that are collecting a pension of over $100,000 a year. There are 10 state employees that are collecting a pension of over $212,000 a year with a 3% increase annually. And so, there are people that are making a fortune in retirement off of our taxpayers.
Right.
And we have to restructure these pensions because they're unsustainable. So we're not going to invest our way out of this problem.
Okay? Well, I do want to mention, as you do on your program here, your website, is that, Denise Napier was into things like, responsible investing and things like that. Well, a lot of that stuff that we're talking about has to be paid for, at least in part, by investments that the state makes. So you would like to kick up the return on investment.
Absolutely. So Denise Napier did not make returns a priority. from the treasurer's office. We will make getting good returns a priority from the treasurer's office. And we're going to get the politics out of investing. She had required.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We got to do it. And that's something that I will focus on. I owned a business for 10 years in this state. We created hundreds of jobs in Connecticut, and you know, we had to make a good return for our investors. And that will be my main focus, to make sure we get the best return and also make sure that there's retirement security for our state employees, and that we can make Connecticut a business-friendly state by reducing those unfunded liabilities.
We're talking to Art Linares, by the way. He is running for treasurer. His website is linaresfortreasurer.com. Now, you're talking about those pensions, over $100,000, 1,400, I believe, state employees are collecting that, and quite a few, well, some, are collecting way more than that. You can't do anything about that, but you'd have it going forward, correct?
Absolutely. So going forward, what we can do is we can put state employees on a 401k plan, a defined contribution plan, which is similar to what almost everyone else has in the private sector in Connecticut, where people can invest their own salary into their retirement and the state can match them. That is something that could significantly solve our tax issue, our right. growing tax issue, and for the future. And so I want to make sure that we get government out of the investment business. We put the retirement of our state employees in their hands, and that will significantly solve our unfunded liability issue. The other thing we got to do, Ray, is this: the governor had doubled our annual bonding. He has put our state.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we got to stop using the state's credit card.
Art, I love watching the tension in those bonding commissions. God, what a boring guy I am. But you'll watch that, and you know, it's kind of like, oh man, it's really contentious. You'll see maybe two or three people say, no, we can't afford it. Most of them go, yeah, okay, what the heck? You know, so that's got to be worried. That's, you know, oh yeah, it's a lot of drama. Yeah, okay, will this pass? Yeah, probably. Hey, listen, Art, it's great having you on. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Ray. Have a wonderful day. Good day.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.